Winter's just started, but most gardeners are already planning for summer. And unless we get the kind of Arctic cold that's been blasting the rest of the country this week, now is really the perfect time to get new plants into your gardens, when the rain stops, of course. Marty Wingate is a garden writer and longtime KUOW regular. Her book, Perennials for the Pacific Northwest, has just been released in paperback, and that got me to wondering what a perennial plant actually is. Marty explained to me that the colorful flowers you see in the summer, like petunias and zinnias, are called annuals. They grow, flower, and set seed in 1 year, and then they're pretty much done.
A lot of plants we think of as annuals are not. So pansies may last from year to year. They're actually perennials. They often die over the winter for us, though. So in between annual and perennial is what we call a biennial.
They last 2 years.
They last 2 years. And if you have grown parsley, for example, you'll know that you can get 1 year out of it, and you can cut and use and cut and use. And the next year, before you know it, it has gone to seed. So a perennial is a plant that lasts. The traditional explanation is that it lasts at least 3 years in the garden.
Perennials in this particular book of yours are ones that grow well here. What are some of the kind of, I don't want to say limiting, that sounds so negative, but what are some of the conditions that make it maybe a little more challenging to grow perennials here?
You see the limits where you are living because gardeners in other parts of the country say, you can grow anything. Well, we can't grow anything. And of course, the things that we can't grow are the ones that we really want to grow. But in general, you can get around the limits. But our limits are our rainfall pattern, because we have wet winters and dry summers. Now, we can get around the dry summer part by watering, but it's very difficult to get around the wet, cold winter. Not freezing cold, just cold enough and soggy enough to kill off plants that don't like to sit in that kind of soil over the winter.
So this particular compendium of perennials are plants that should theoretically do okay in our climate.
Yes.
That's how you chose them.
That is how I chose them. And some of them do really well. And I make a point of this. There are plants. I don't water my garden a whole lot. And so I like to point out when a plant doesn't need summer water or doesn't need very much of it. But there are some fabulous perennials that do need moderate water. They like a weekly soaking. And in our dry summer. And I've listed those too because I love them dearly, even though I may not have very many of them in my own garden.
Now, I've had the good fortune to visit your garden, and you have eclectic tastes in plants, Marty.
I love everything.
So when you're thinking about, well, when you were thinking about this book, did you feel like you had to try every plant, or were you looking beyond the confines of your not-so-large garden?
It looks like I tried every plant, doesn't it?
There's a lot of plants in Marty's garden.
What happened is every time I started working on a new species and looking at all the different cultivars, the selection, different flower colors, bigger, double, whatever, if I didn't have that plant, I wanted it. And so that is how, it's one of the reasons I have so many different plants in the garden. But if I have not grown each of them specifically, and let me tell you, I've grown a lot of them, then I know people who have. And so I did research into, let's say, heavier perennial books in this one. But I also talk to a lot of people.
I'm talking with garden writer Marty Wingate. If I'm thinking of my garden as, say, a blank slate or an empty easel palette, what should I think about when I look through this book or think about planting out?
Well, I think that sun exposure, that really is important. The best thing to do, I think, is to I go outside and I wave my arm around, which sounds pretty weird, but it's a great way to figure out where the sun is going. The sun's path through the sky will let you know. You can go from face south and go from east to west and think we're at latitude 47. So the sun is never directly overhead. At the very highest, it's, you know, a little more than halfway up. And then you can see what's going to be in your way. In addition to the A to Z list of plants in the book, there are a few chapters at the beginning talking about that, because even when we talk about full sun, there are different kinds of full sun is usually 6 to 8 hours a day. But full sun up against a south-facing house is different from full sun 10 feet away in the middle of a lawn. There's shade, and there's part shade, and there's part sun. All of that is described.
What are some of your favorite perennials?
A lot of it, of course, depends on the time of year. So I posted on my my Facebook author page, Marty Wingett Author on Facebook, I posted a picture of a wallflower called Winter Sorbet. So it's going to be, it's not blooming now, but I could see the flower buds on it today, and I got very excited.
Now, you just brought up something. People are probably thinking to themselves, why are Marcy and Marty talking about gardens in the dead of winter, which is where we are right now? It's really not that far off from planting time, is it?
You can plant any time. In the Pacific Northwest, you can plant all the way through the winter as long as the soil is not frozen, which it isn't very often, or soggy. You can be planting any time. But it's fabulous that there are perennials that run the gamut. Now, wallflowers tend to be kind of on the shrubby side. So these are evergreen plants, and then they're going to start blooming early. And then there are the perennials that you don't see a sign of them over the winter. Hostas are noted for this. You know, you have 10 hostas in your garden, and right now you would think, oh my gosh, where have they gone? Because they disappear completely, unless it's a really old established one and you look closely and you can see the little points at ground level.
So that is another thing that I'm thinking of listening to you, is that you can actually choose perennials that might last through January or come back in January.
Oh, you can. There's always something to look at. So right now, one of the best perennials is actually is sort of in the bulb category, hardy cyclamen. And they only grow 4 inches high. They look like the big potted cyclamen that you buy at the grocery store in the florist department. But they come back every year. And right now, their leaves are showing their pewter patterns. It's just fabulous. There are two kinds that we can grow. One blooms now, so they're sending up the short little pink or white flowers, and then one blooms in August. The thing about these cyclamen is that they're dormant over the summer, and so come mid-spring, they kind of die off, and then they're gone all summer long, and then the leaves start growing again in the autumn.
Well, just a last question, because we are in the time of dreaming of what your garden will look like in January. What's top of your wish list for this year?
I want some helenium this year. Helenium, I know that's the botanical name, but one of the common names is very misleading. It's called sneezeweed, and I don't think that's a very nice name, and it doesn't make you sneeze. So I'm going to try to, my campaign is to encourage another common name for it called Helen's flower, helenium. They're summer bloomers. They're kind of daisy shaped. You know, they have the ray petals, and they come in these fabulous colors of yellow and bronze and orange, and they stand up tall, and they bloom in August and into September. They're just gorgeous.
I'm dreaming right now
of
gardens. Marty, thank you for coming by.
Thanks, Marcy.
That's garden writer and longtime KUOW regular Marty Wingett. Her book, Perennials for the Pacific Northwest, has just been issued in paperback. It's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.